What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks.
The seven things the universe would tell you if you were just willing to listen. Apparently, right now I get to be the mouthpiece for the universe, so just sit back, listen, and see if any of this speaks to you and hopefully contributes to you. Number one, you, my friend, are a sleeping giant. There's so much more available in you, as you, and to you than you ever imagined possible. See, what happens in growing up in this world, it's like, if you think about little kids for a moment, notice their enthusiasm, notice their joy. Notice the fact that if they fall down and you don't make a big deal about it, they get right back up and start running again. That's kind of the way you are. And most of us have never acknowledged it about ourselves. One of the greatest things I've seen in the last 16 years of facilitating Access Consciousness is people are far greater than they've ever given themselves credit for. I've seen people who've experienced abuse and who chose to end the cycle of abuse, and they're actually kind, caring people who are contributing to others. I've seen people who have experienced poverty and overcome that to create the life of their dreams, literally. And so what I want to tell you with this is there's so much more to you than you may have ever considered possible. And if you can get that just for a moment, if you can just breathe that in for just even a second, maybe it will give you the faith, the hope, the awareness, the strength, if you will, to actually carry on. Because there truly is something great about you. And the fact that you haven't been able to see it is not a wrongness of you. It's the way this reality is set up. It's the way it's designed. We're designed to go to the lowest common denominator. I mean, if you look at it, most of our schools created that effect. They wanted you to have the lowest common denominator in order to pass. And because you're not challenged and nobody tells you and talks to you about the greatness of you and nobody gives you this awareness and nobody asks it of you, you remain unchallenged and you keep thinking that you're somehow less than you are. Number two, wherever you are at this moment in your life, you've done an absolutely brilliant job with the tools you've had available. And what if there are greater tools available now? See, one of the things that I have worked with so many people on is they come to me with such a sense of being wrong. And I can so relate to that. I mean, 16 years ago, I was at a place where I was literally going to end my life if things didn't change because I was so buried in the wrongness of me. And I thought, you know what? I had made bad choices and I had bad relationships and I had made bad choices in business and I couldn't seem to create what I wanted. And what I started to realize is, and as I started working with other people, is I started seeing people in similar situations and I realized, you know what? These people are not wrong. They just haven't had the tools to create their lives. And what I want you to know more than anything else is the tools are available now. They do exist. And I see this every day. I see what other people would call miracles literally on a daily basis, if not more often, sometimes several times a day. And I'll have somebody where they've been in a class with me, perhaps a Being You Changing the World class, and they send me an email 3 months later saying, I'm so different. I like me. I'm grateful for me now. And I realize it's like you said in class, I just didn't have the tools to get here before. Now that I have the tools, everything is different because I'm actually using them. And I actually like me now. I mean, there was one guy who came to a Being You Changing the World class that I did in Australia. Sweet, sweet man who had no idea. And he had been made wrong his entire life by his family, who were mean and abusive and unkind. He had an autoimmune disease that he was trying to get out of. He was thinking of ending his life because his body hurt all the time. He was in a constant state of judgment of him. And if you read the email that I got about what he is living now 2 years later, it would bring tears to your eyes like it did to mine. He said, right after this class, he said the autoimmune disease was gone. He started having a sense of the value of him. So please, wherever you are in your life right now, I'd really like you to know. Number one, you haven't done anything wrong. And you have done an amazing job. If you have experienced meanness and judgment and poverty and abuse, and you are still putting one foot in front of the other, doing your darndest to create a life, and if you're still looking for the tools to change something, please recognize how courageous you are. You have not given up. And I'll tell you, that is the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Never give up, never give in, and never quit. And the other thing about it is, once again, the tools are available to change it. Number three, all those things you dream about and have dreamt about your whole life, they are actually possible. And what it requires is trusting you. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid and at different points as a teenager and then as a young adult and then as I went through chiropractic school, and I used to sometimes wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and dream of possibilities. And then, of course, I didn't have the tools to create them, so they didn't show up. And then I thought, I must be wrong. I must be delusional. What am I doing thinking that I can actually create happiness in people? What am I doing thinking I can actually contribute to changing people? What am I doing thinking these possibilities can exist for me? Who am I anyway? And so I want to tell you, all of those dreams, they are actually possible. And I hope when I say this, you realize this is not an airy-fairy conversation I'm trying to have with you. I had so many of those on my search for finding something different, and it never really got me anywhere. What I'm trying to do with this conversation is something different. I'm trying to acknowledge what's actually true about you, that nobody's willing to talk to you about. It's a conversation nobody's willing to have. So please know, those dreams you've always had, it truly is possible to actually achieve them. It truly is possible to create them. Number four, and I want to say one other thing. Sorry. By the way, I have ADD, ADHD, OCD, and autism all rolled into one. So I tend to say, I tend to have 8,000 things in my head that want to be said at all times. And I'll go back, you know, from something I just said. So thanks for bearing with me. But I want to say, the way I know this is possible is because of what I've seen with the thousands of people, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands that I've facilitated in the last 16 years. It would be one thing if I came, I used these tools, they changed for me, but they didn't work for anybody else. Anybody who uses these tools, they seem to work for, okay? And please know, this is possible, this is available. And one tool I want to share with you right now, what's true for you will always make you feel lighter. A lie will always make you feel heavier. So if something I'm saying makes you feel lighter, it's because it's true for you. Please don't take my word for it. See what's true in your world, okay? So number four, you're not normal, average, and real. You are different. And every time you don't fit in, that is the gift of the different possibility you be. Every time you don't fit in, that is the gift of your difference. One of the things we've made ourselves the most wrong for is for being different, for not fitting in, for not being like our family wants us to be, for not being like our friends want us to be, for not being like our friends or our family at all, and wondering, how is this black sheep in this family, you know? And a lot of you have been called the black sheep of the family, or you've thought of yourselves as the black sheep of the family. What I want to tell you is that difference is the gift of you. That difference is the willingness to see a different world and different possibilities than everybody else is willing to see. You know, Thoreau said, dance to the beat of your own drummer. That difference is the willingness to hear a different drum beat than everybody else is currently marching to. And I don't know about you, but when I look around the world and see the people that are doing the same thing, over and over, same place, same thing, I realize we need people who hear a different drummer, who are willing to dance to a different beat and not be constrained by the limitations that everybody else finds so valuable. See, this difference that you are, that you've been making yourself wrong for your whole life, well, at least I made myself wrong for being different my whole life. The difference that you are, that you've been making yourself wrong for your whole life, is the greatest gift you're here to offer the world. And if you actually allow yourself to have the willingness, to have the vulnerability, and have the courage of choosing it, your world will become greater and our world will become greater. Please, everything you've been doing to try to destroy and limit the difference of you, will you let all of it go now, please? Thank you. Number five, you have a whole new reality to discover and create. It's called your reality. And it's nothing like the one you bought as right, good, perfect, and correct from others. It's just like you. It's different. Imagine if you could get the sense right now what it would be like if you could begin to get a sense of your reality and how different it is, and no longer try to shut it off, no longer try to make you wrong because you have this different point of view. What if what's really required is heading in the direction of that difference to discover what your reality is rather than trying to fit into everybody else's reality? What if what's really required is to head in the direction of that difference that would be inspiring to you, that would be joyful to you, that would be different for you than everybody else, and start creating that. What if that's the greatest gift that you can be, and actually the gift you're here to be to the world? So everything that you've been doing to not do that, to not be that, and not allow yourself to head in the direction of your reality because it didn't match anybody else's, will you let all that go, please? Thank you. Next, number 6, when you're truly being you, you're so amazing that if you're willing to see and acknowledge it, it would totally blow you away. What do I mean? Well, have you ever made a choice that you knew was the right one to make for you, even if everybody else had a problem with it? A choice that you weren't even making against other people, it was just a choice for you. And how did it turn out? How amazing was it? How much awareness did you get? How much fun did you have? It's phenomenal when you do that, when you actually choose according to what is true for you. When you choose to head in the direction of your reality, everything becomes possible. When you choose not to, you limit yourself based on, oh, this person judges this, so I'm not going to go there. This person judges this, so I can't do this. This person judges this, so I can't do that. And when you function from that, it's like your life gets so small, you don't want to be in it anymore. Because who wants to live a life that's this tiny? None of us do. And I'll tell you from personal experience, that's why I wanted to end my life 16 years ago, because I was trying to fit into the box of everybody else's judgments, and everybody else had a different set of judgments, and I had to cut off what was true for me to try to match my dad's judgments, and my mom's judgments, and my girlfriend's judgments, and my stepmother's judgments, and my brothers and sisters' judgments, and I was trying to walk this fine line continuously, and the difficulty is nobody can walk that fine line eternally. Nobody can walk it well enough. Nobody can walk it forever. And you misstep and then you judge you for doing something wrong, for going outside the box of the judgments you're supposed to fit in. When you actually head in the direction of your reality, when you actually go, you know what, everybody in your judgments, thank you so much for sharing. I'm really grateful. You start to give yourself space and you start to give yourself wiggle room and you start to have a whole different world of choices available rather than just the choice to stay on that tiny line determined by their judgments. And then things really get exciting and it starts to get so much fun. But not only that, the interesting thing is when you do that, you start to see their world of judgment change. Because when you don't limit yourself based on their judgments and you go anyway, and you start getting happier, and you start getting more successful, if you will, liking yourself more, whatever it is, their boxes of judgment start to melt, and you start to become an inspiration. For any of you listening who've ever wanted to be an inspiration to the people around you, and you've been so bummed because you wanted to be, and you hand them these books, and you're like, hey, read this, or you send them a link to a video or something inspirational, and you're like, watch this, this is awesome, and they just totally ignore you, the greatest gift you can give is to find whatever that thing is. It's called your reality. Find whatever that thing is called you and be it, and it'll blow you away and them away. And you may be the thing that is the one thing in their life that inspires them to know more is possible and to choose something different. This is why when I said that your difference is a gift, this is what I'm talking about. And the willingness to follow it is one of the greatest gifts you could ever give yourself and everybody around you. Number 7, you're crucial for the future of the world. There are things that only you know and that only you are, that you've refused to know and be, that if you were willing to now know them and be them, the world would change. Gotta get this, my friends. There are things that only you know. There are ways of being in the world that only you have access to. And one of the interesting things I found in facilitating so many people in the last 16 years is that when you know something is possible, and you're willing to choose it, you actually open up a space for that to exist in the world where it may have never existed before. If everybody else is looking at a situation in a particular way and they're going into all kinds of judgment and you go, oh, why are we judging that? And they go, what do you mean, why are we judging that? That's what we do. It's like, I know, but why? And they don't have an answer for you. That's being the difference that changes their realities. And if you would recognize that there is something you know, there is something you are that is a gift to this world, a gift to every one of us that is a seeker like you. And please know also, I'm going to add an 8th thing to this that I think is vital that you get. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. There are others of us out there that desire the same peaceful, kind, contributory world that has a generosity of spirit to it, that has an innate kindness to it and a gentleness to it. You're not alone. Please, whatever you do, whether it's access consciousness or anything else, please find people that are like you, that are the seekers of the world that desire something different, it's time on our planet and in your life for things to change. So, my beautiful friends, I thank you for being on this planet right now. And I am sorry for the suffering that you've experienced. And I also experienced a lot of suffering, and I thought it ruined my life. And I realized that all the suffering that I experienced prepared me to be who I am today, to be the contribution to other people. And I ask you, what if what you've experienced in your life has prepared you to be the gift and the contribution to the world that you actually are? And what if you truly being you is the gift, the change, the possibility, and the contribution this world requires? Please choose to be it. I hope these 8 things have been a contribution to you. I am so grateful you were in the world. And please know everything is changeable, and you are the one that can change it.
This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.